This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
I've been waiting for a package for days at my house, and I'm standing out the front waiting for it to come. And
in the rain, you pull sod you.
I know. And then half the time, I'm sitting there, I've got the front door open. I'm sitting out at the front with a deck chair and a cold can of tinnies.
Yeah, crikey.
And then they come, and next minute, I've got a little card in my thing saying, "Oh, sorry, we missed you. Come and get your post from down the street." And I'm like, "But I haven't left."
Yeah. Well, in this instance, it's a little bit different to just lazy postmanship. This man with an eating disorder was arrested, fined for eating 1.3 tons of mail.
So the postman ate 1.1 tons of mail. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of mail. So here's a quote.
So you'd say, like, basically, yeah, you know, I've seen my mailman gets around with like a little bag of Maccas. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got to drive past, drive through.
Yeah,
I'd stop and get some hot chips as well. So instead of, you know, eating, you know, a little bicky or a hot chip on his way, he's eating someone's mail.
He admitted that he'd eat between 300 to 500. I thought when I first read mail, first and foremost, I thought when I said mail, it was edible foods, you know, people sending food to each other, and he ate their food. I thought, okay.
So like your grandma sent you some bickies through the mail because it was your birthday.
No. Yeah. He ate 300 to 500 envelopes a day. He was addicted to eating paper. He said, whatever paper I see, I've got to eat it. I don't know how to react to this.
No, me either. I mean, at the end of the day, this poor man, that's a problem, isn't it? Because you've seen there's actually a show about like crazy people. There was a woman that was eating a couch.
Really?
So she's sitting there with her husband with the zipper undone, pulling out the foam out of the couch, eating that.
That can't be good for you. There's no nutritional value in a couch, is there?
I mean, I'm telling you what, I'm not happy when my electricity bill turns up, but I think I'd rather pay it than eat it. Like, I can't imagine what's going to happen. So did the poor man get it? Oh my God, they did. He's been charged with 1,500 criminal charges.
Yeah.
But this guy's got... This is an eating disorder. He must have, you know. Something.
Yeah, they're pleading mental illness at this stage.
But hang on, if he ate 1.1 tons, he's been eating 500 letters a day, so they're a couple of grams. He's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
How long did it take the US Postal Master to figure out that it's not being delivered?
Yeah, and where do they find him?
And then what happens? Does the man have to investigate? You know, like when your child swallows a penny, you got to make him poo in a little container. You can go through and check it. So, I mean, how do you know he ate all that mail?
I don't know. I wonder if they caught him on the job, like in a little secret room, just stuffing his face with envelopes. In other news, people actually eating proper food, kind of. A man on our very own Chapel Street ate 23 patties in 19 minutes at a burger place.
23. So this is like the biggest burger.
Yeah. Weird thing about this record set here is that he wasn't just out there to beat someone else's record and he's like, oh, I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
He set the 22 patty record himself and then decided he wanted to beat himself and get the 23.
So he already had the record for eating the most burgers.
Yeah.
And then went back and broke his own record.
Yeah.
Sir, get a job. Like, get a real job.
Get a job,
that
get
works
alive.
9.5 hours a day. You won't have time.
Hey, Tom, it's that time. It is time for Secret Spill, Tom. Andy doesn't like
that's
the
right.
Steam.
You're dying for everyone to give secrets. Well, I don't have any.
Okay. Well,
I mean, the secret is I look 50, but I'm really only 29. Yeah. It's a hard life. A single parent, you don't know, like, they age me.
Yeah, I reckon you look the other way around, but I'm not going
to
give you compliments.
I used to say that to my children all the time when they were being naughty. I used to go, you're making more wrinkles. And I'd yell at them when they were like, and I told them if I ended up with bad wrinkles that they were in big trouble.
You'd be a scary parent. Andy has this problem, and this is the only reason I'm bringing this up today.
Have a problem.
Multiple problems.
The other day, we're in the Joy offices, and Andy walks in and he couldn't see me anywhere. So he gives me a ring-a-ding. I'm on the toilet. In the Joy toilets. And so I answer the phone. I'm wondering what's going on. I'm like, hey, Andy, what's up? I'm on the toilet.
You didn't answer the phone while you're on a toilet.
Oh, so you find it weird as well then?
It's not weird. It's socially unacceptable.
Why?
Because it's gross. I mean,
I'm not touching you. It's through a phone.
But you're touching germs in the air and you're on the phone.
Germs in the air are everywhere, Tom.
No, it's just, you know what, it's called manners, and you have some respect. And when you go to the bathroom, it's called the privacy little cubicle, and it's because it's private. Nothing's more creepier than when you walk into a public toilet and you're in there, and next minute the man in the cubicle next to you is talking to you, then you realise he's on the phone.
Okay.
This is not right.
That's better than germs in the air. Andy, what's your problem?
You see, when you told me that you were in the toilet,
Did you feel gross?
I thought he meant he was like in the wash area of the bathroom, yeah, like washing up, and he was on his way out, and I'm waiting for him to walk out, and he didn't come out. I'm like, where are you? He said, well, I'm still on the toilet. I'm like,
oh, so he feels a bit violated. Is that
because
I continued the conversation?
We're making a community announcement, aren't we, Andy? Do not answer our current calls, DJ Mikey D, if you are in the lavatory.
Yeah, you're
quite frankly.
Another round, folks. It's time for
Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom. Yeah.
You know, I look forward to this all week. I sit at home and think, now, how can I be more intelligent?
Oh, I'm so excited because today I'm actually not asking you for a wisdom, Tom.
God.
I'm giving you a bloody reality check, my friend, because a couple of weeks ago I asked for your feedback and this is what you said to me. I know my worth and I know I'd like to be paid a little bit more because I'm a bit broke lately. I love working with people. They like working with me. How do I ask them for a raise?
Oh, so you want to ask somebody for a raise?
Yes.
Mikey, I've been now working with you for how many months? You don't deserve a raise.
What do you mean I don't deserve a raise?
You've got to be able to do things to deserve a raise. Hey. You don't deserve any more money. I 100% today still stand by that claim. Michael, you do not deserve a raise. I'm so glad
you say that, Tom.
Above and beyond to get raised.
Which is why I've made you this, Thomas. DJ D has gotten a raise, a good raise at that. Thank you very much. I didn't get help from you, but I got me a raise.
But he did get help from Mama DJ D.
No, I didn't.
She did. You walked away. She went into the office and said, listen here, I tell you now, you're giving my son more money. Yeah.
No way. I structured a message with my friend Max, the DJ Variety, that came here the other week, and I got me a raise from the beautiful people that I work with. So now, what are you going to say to that, Tom? I've got extra money to spend, huh? Here's my Tom's wisdom.
Well,
what do I spend my money on?
I'm very, very proud of you to get that. You don't deserve it. You should give it back to charity. Yeah, give it all back to charity. You do not deserve it. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's wisdom, and it was successful.
Do you know what the problem is? I'm just jealous. I want a raise. I've asked my husband every week, can I have a raise in my allowance? And he says no.
Yeah.
He says, unless you're getting out of bed before 11, he ain't paying me. Really rude.
I'll give you some of my spare dollars I've got now, Tom.
Thank you. But listen, I'm very excited because you know how I'm all about spicing up the love life? You know, I've been married 20 years. I've got to think of ways to keep the action going in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, I know. You tell me too much about it.
I know. Well, I was thinking about role-playing, but now there's been a news article that's come out that scared me about dressing up and going out in public anymore. There was Ohio. There you go, that's it. I can only do it if I'm singing Doris Day lyrics, you know. Yeah. Yeah, but I can't say she was from Ohio. No, where's she from?
Ohio.
That's it. A place in America where
there you go.
No teeth and, you know, lots of flannelette, I'm assuming. Anyway, yeah. Well, they were attempting to spice up their love life as well with some kinky role play that turned horribly wrong last night.
Oh, fun.
Oh, it gets better. So they went into the woods and they wanted to dress it up. So they dressed up as Bigfoot. You know, like Yeti?
Yeah, the abominable. Yeah. Okay.
I tell you what, if I was walking through the bush and saw someone with big feet and a hairy back, I'd probably be impressed as well. But we'll move on to that.
It's your type, isn't it?
Yeah. So a father and son were walking through the bush, you know, hunters, you know, they were probably with their hunting dog, and they heard growling and they thought it was the bears going on. So they basically shot these people. They didn't die, people. There was no, it was with a shotgun. So there's a few pellets that had to get removed from there.
from their behind. Hiney.
Yeah. Hey, you got the best voice. Here you go. Okay. Here's the quote that the hillbilly said. And they called him a hillbilly. That's not me.
It looked like a couple of gorillas mating like crazy. They were standing over 6 feet tall and kept growling and moaning. They really looked like wild creatures. Thank you. Thank you.
So this is it. The father and son were convinced that they had come across, you know, the elusive Bigfoot Yeti.
The Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch. Yeah. So they were making love in the woods very loudly.
I wonder how they... Well, do they have tailor-made suits for the specific purpose, or were half the suits
Well, I tell
off?
You what, I hope they weren't hired, because they're not going to be getting back the deposit with buckshots up the roof.
Might make it more realistic.
Okay, so there was more. Okay, so do the next voice. I like to hear Billy voice.
I know there ain't any apes around here, but this is Bigfoot territory. I can't believe they believe in the Bigfoot. Well, sorry, he still keeps going. We really thought this was our chance to kill one and finally prove they exist.
Yes. So look, they luckily didn't get hurt. They were rushed to hospital and they had some buck pellets taken out of their backsides. Yeah.
Yeah, but despite the accident, the hunter stated, "I ain't deterred. If I see a Bigfoot, I'm going to kill it." They still think they're...
But listen, this has brought up some multiple things, not just, you know, if you want to spice up your love life, make sure you shut the windows and close the doors.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.